I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko reports at Porcupine Soup that the Sullivan Teeter VFW Post 770 in Catskill is getting an upgrade thanks to a $50,000 state grant secured by State Senator Michelle Hinchey. The Veterans Organization will maximize energy efficiency and reduce utility bills at their Main Street building with the grant. Quote, we will be replacing all the windows and doors in the building along with the furnace, water heater, and central air conditioning systems, which will all serve to keep our energy usage down, resulting in lower energy costs for our post and allowing our post to give more back to both our veterans and the local community, unquote, said Jason Borgen, quartermaster at the Sullivan Teeter VFW Post 770. The VFW's home on Main Street was built before the Civil War. Quote, our local VFWs do so much to support veterans and our communities, and I'm happy to secure funding that will help Catskill Post 770 focus on that mission while keeping their energy use and utility costs down, unquote, Hinchey said. Read more about the story at Porcupine Soup. Mike Wisdala reports in the Troy Record that on November 29th, the Rensselaer County Legislature approved the 2023 county budget 16-2, with Democrats Peter Grimm and Cindy Doran both voting no. There's a 1% tax reduction in the budget, the fifth year in a row of property tax cuts in the county. The main difference in this budget is that many programs and facilities run by the county will be shifting locations. The reimagined Rensselaer County Facilities effort will move a number of offices into 99 Troy Road in East Greenbush, while many of the county's human and social services functions are going to the current county office building on 7th Avenue in downtown Troy. Quote, the county is reducing our reliance on rented space and providing a foundation to ensure continuity and efficient delivery of services. Services that will be provided by the county for future generations deserve a permanent and proper home, unquote, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said. Neither the story in the Troy Record nor a very similar accounting on the News 10 website give the total of the 2023 Rensselaer County budget. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Mike Beneschek reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the gasoline sales tax holiday in Dutchess and Ulster counties ended December 1st. Gasoline prices had been dropping locally recently, but the end of the tax holiday will mean slightly higher prices at the pump in those counties. Dutchess County returns to collecting a 3.75% tax per gallon, while Ulster County goes back to collecting a 4% tax per gallon. For 6 months, both counties collected a flat rate of 8 cents per gallon in an effort to lower prices for consumers during a period of high inflation. The state allowed counties to forego their share of the gasoline tax, with Dutchess and Ulster counties opting in, while officials in Greene and Columbia counties chose to keep the gas tax as is. The American Automobile Association says gas prices are generally falling. Quote, increasing supply and fewer drivers fueling up have pushed pump prices lower, unquote, AAA wrote. Quote, as demand remains low and stocks grow, drivers will likely see pump prices keep falling, unquote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org.